You see, God is testing you every day of your life. God puts you on this planet, and the entire time you're on this planet, God is testing you to see your reaction. And he's testing you in many different ways, but one of the things he's testing you for is, how much will you trust God? How much will you depend on God? And the number one way God tests your faith, you know what it is? Money.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with our series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In it, Rick shows us what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get this 8-message audio series on either CD or MP3, plus a brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, just by supporting this ministry financially. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can just text the word daily to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Prayer of Dependence.
Worry about nothing, pray about everything, thank God in all things, and then there's a fourth thing that you do. Think about the right thing. Think about the right thing. The Bible says this up here on the screen, Isaiah 26. He, God, will keep in perfect peace all those who trust in him, whose thoughts turn often to the Lord. Do your thoughts turn often to the Lord? Or do you only think about him on Sundays? Where do your thoughts turn most often? To sex? To People magazine? To making money? To impressing other people? What do you think about the most? God says, if you want to have peace in the middle of tough times, you got to think on the right things. Now, there's a third key to depending on God. I see him as my source. It all comes from him. It's all a gift. I trust him one day at a time. I worry about nothing. I pray about everything. I thank him in all things, that I keep my mind on the right thing. And the third thing, this is very important, I share whatever he supplies. Trusting God, depending on God, means sharing whatever he supplies. Sharing whatever he supplies. When God gives you something, I'm telling you, he always wants you to share it with everybody else. Everything God gives to you, he wants you to share it. Notice, it doesn't say, give me this day my daily bread. It said, give us this day our daily bread. We're to share it. We are to share it. Why does God want you to share it? He wants you to learn to be like him. God shares everything he's got with you. God is generous. God so loved the world that he gave. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. And God says, I want you to become like me. I want you to be loving, and I want you to learn how to share. Now, how do you spell love? You spell love G-I-V-E. Love is all about giving. Lust is all about getting. Love is all about giving. When you say to somebody in a Valentine's card, I need you, I want you, I've got to have you. Sorry, that's not love. That's lust. Love is, what can I do for you? How can I meet your needs? What can I give to you? Lust is all about, I need you, I want you, I gotta have you, I can't exist without you. That's about me. Love is unselfish, it's about you. You see, most love songs aren't really love songs at all. They're lust songs. I once did a study on VH1 and on Rolling Stone magazine, the top 500 love songs. And I went through the list, and about half of them aren't even love songs. They're lust songs. You gotta give it to me. Give it to me now. I want it. I gotta have it. And if you don't give it, I'm gonna take it. Rock on. see, I'm really just a frustrated rock star. I know.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a boxed set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. Album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you want. That's this entire 8-message audio series, Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer, on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD titled First, as our thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle. Thanks so much.
Once again, here's Rick.
I once did a study on VH1 and on the Rolling Stone magazine, the top 500 love songs. And I went through the list, and about half of them aren't even love songs. They're lust songs. You gotta give it to me. Give it to me now. I want it. I gotta have it. And if you don't give it, I'm gonna take it. Rock on. You see, I'm really just a frustrated rock star. I know. That's not a love song, I hate to tell you that, but, you know, we're going to party all night and you're going to give it to me. That is a lust song. It has nothing to do with the other person. It has all to do without meeting your needs. Now, God says, I want you to learn to love. And love is all about sharing. Give us today our daily bread. Now, God wants you to learn to trust him. And one of the ways you learn to trust him is by sharing. You see, God is testing you every day of your life. God puts you on this planet. And the entire time you're on this planet, God is testing you to see your reaction. And he's testing you in many different ways, but one of the things he's testing you for is, how much will you trust God? How much will you depend on God? And the number one way God tests your faith, you know what it is? Money. Finances. It's the number one way God tests. Are you going to worry? Are you going to trust me? Are you going to worry about your finances, or are you going to trust me? Are you going to be stingy, or are you going to share? Are you going to hold on and hoard because you're afraid you're not going to get any more? Or are you going to be open and generous with people around you who are in need? God is testing you. He wants you to learn to be like him. Now, the problem is, the more money you've got, I hate to tell you this, but it's true, the less you depend on God. You see, you don't depend on God when you can just go charge it. You don't ever pray about it. You just go buy it. You got a big bank account. The more money you've got, the less you depend on God. You depend on your bank account. You depend on your checkbook. You depend on your investments. It's why the Bible says it is more difficult for a rich man to get into heaven than for a camel to go through an eye of a needle. Why does he say that? Because money is bad? No, not at all. Some of the greatest saints in history were quite wealthy. Why does it? Because the more money you have, the less you tend to depend on God. You tend to depend on your bank account. That's why the Bible says that the poor, God has chosen to be rich in faith. Why? Because you don't know God's all you need till God's all you got. The greatest people of faith that I've met in life, none of them live in America. None of them. Because when you don't have anything, you're dirt poor. You don't have a house, you don't have clothes, you don't have food, you're dependent on God for your daily bread. We're not at that level of dependence. And yet God says, I want you to trust me, and I'm testing you to see how much you'll depend on me. And I'm testing to see whether you will share what I supply to you. Three things you need to remember. Number one, what God gives to me, he wants to give through me. Very important principle. I had to learn this many years ago, and it changed my life. Whatever God gives to me, he wants to give through me. God is looking for people that he can bless the world with. And he looks around and said, will you be a cup or will you be a straw? If you're a cup, you just give us this day our daily bread and you fill up my cup and that's it and I'm going to keep it all. But if you'll say, God, I'll be a straw and you can channel through me to other people, blessing, physical, material, special blessing. God says, that's the kind of person I want to bless. My life is an example of that truth. That the more you give in your life, whatever you give in your life, the more God blesses you and blesses you. Because the more you care about other people, the more God cares. He says, whatever I give to you, I want to give through you. Now, let me give you an example of this. Look up here on the screen. Very important verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. God, who supplies seed for the sower, that means the farmer who's out sowing seed. God who supplies seed for the farmer and bread to eat. Notice God says, I don't want to just give you daily bread, I want to give you daily seed. I'm going to give you enough that you can eat it, bread to eat, but I'm also going to give you more than enough so that you can plant some of it. I'm going to give you more than enough so you have bread to eat yourself, but you also can use some of it to give away. And you can use some of it to invest. And you can use some of it as seed. I'm not just going to give you bread, I'm going to give you seed. God who supplies seed for the sower and bread to eat will also supply you with all the seed you need. And he will make it grow. This is an amazing promise. And he will make it grow. And he will produce a rich harvest from your what? Generosity. This whole promise is built on, are you willing to share what he supplies with you? Are you willing to pass on the blessing to others that God blesses you with? He'll make it grow and produce a rich harvest from your generosity. He will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times. You say, wait a minute, I'm not rich enough to be generous. Oh, yes, you are. No matter how much you've got, you can be generous. There's the story of a woman in the Bible who only had 2 pennies, and yet she gave them away. You can always give something. It's a myth that, I don't have enough to give. You can always give something, and God is testing you. He says, a rich harvest for your generosity. He will make you rich enough to be generous at all times, even in the recession, yep, so that many will give thanks for your gifts, the people you help, the poor, your neighbors, your friends, whoever. And he says, this service you perform, in other words, being generous with what God has given you, this service you perform will not only meet the needs of God's people, but will also produce an outpouring of gratitude to God. Now he says this, when you're going through a tough time and you say, God, I don't have much, but whatever I've got, I'm willing to share it. I only got a little food here, but I'm willing to invite somebody over for dinner. I'm willing to share whatever I've got. God says, I'll do 3 things. 1, you grow spiritually. 2, other people's needs get met. And 3, God gets thanks. He gets praised. God says, when you do that, I am going to open the door of blessing in your life like you cannot believe. And that leads me to the second truth, very important truth. When I meet others' needs, God takes care of mine. When I meet others' needs, God takes care of mine. This is a test. When I meet others' needs, when I focus, even though I don't have much at all, I've just got a little. When I work on helping others, God says, that's the kind of person I'm going to bless, and he takes care of my needs. And let me show you an amazing verse. It's there on your outline, and I want you to notice what it says. And I'm going to have you number the five benefits. First, he says, share your bread with the hungry. Okay, I can do that. I got it. Then he says, open your homes to the homeless poor. Got it. Give clothes to those who have nothing to wear. Got it. And do not refuse to help your own relatives. Oh, come on. I was with you, Lord, till you got to that one. Do not refuse to help. You mean I got to help old Uncle so-and-so or Aunt so-and-so? Yep. God says, this is a test. Doesn't matter whether they deserve it or not. This is a test. Now he says, when I meet others' needs, he'll take care of mine. And God makes five amazing promises. I want you to number them there on your outline. Put a number. Number one, he says, then, number one, my favor will shine on you like the morning sun. That's good. I get God's favor in my life. Number two, he says, your wounds will be quickly healed. Whoa. My financial wounds? Yeah. My emotional wounds? Yeah. My relational wounds? Yeah. He says, your wounds will be healed quickly because you helped somebody else. Then number three, he says, I will always be with you to save you. That's a good thing. Number four, you can write number four, my presence will protect you on every side. Whoa. And number five, and when you pray, I will answer you. Whoa. The best time to learn to be generous, the best time to start tithing, is in the middle of a drought, of a difficult time. There's a third principle. You can write this one down. Whatever I give to God, he multiplies. Whatever I give to God, he multiplies. If I give God my talent, he'll multiply my talent. If I give God my energy, he'll multiply my energy. If I give God my time and I start my day with a daily quiet time with him, he will multiply my time. If I give God my money, he will multiply my money. If I give God my relationships, he will multiply my relationships. Whatever I give to God, he's going to multiply and give it back. This is the story example in the Bible of the feeding of 5,000 people. There's a miracle in the Bible, and Jesus did it to teach this truth. 5,000 people had followed Jesus out into the middle of the desert, and he teaches them for all day, and at the end of the day, they're hungry, and there's no McDonald's anywhere. And the disciples, the 12 guys, come to Jesus and say, Jesus, send them all away. They're all hungry. And Jesus looks at these 12 guys and says, you guys feed them. I'm sure they swallowed hard on that one. Hey, what's he doing? He's testing their faith. Will you depend on me? You guys feed. It's like if he says the Saddleback Church, there's millions of people in Southern California who are spiritually hungry. I want your church to feed them. God, we can't do that. We're just one church. Yeah, but with me, I can do it. And they go out and they find in this entire crowd of 5,000 people, one little boy brought a sack lunch. He's got his little lunch pail, and inside his lunch pail are five little loaves of bread, little tiny rolls, and two fish, two dried fish. He's the only guy who's got a lunch. And the little boy brings his lunch to Jesus and said, Lord, you can have this. Whatever I give to God, he multiplies. And Jesus took that bread and those loaves, and it says he prayed, and he broke it, and he blessed it. And he multiplied it. And as he began to tear it apart and break it apart, it began to feed everybody. And it fed all 5,000 people, 5,000 witnesses to this miracle. And then it says when they picked up all of the leftovers at the end, there were 12 basketfuls of leftovers of fish and loaves that weren't eaten. He always gives you more than you could handle. He took it, he broke it, he blessed it, and he used it. That's what God does in your life. The hard part is the breaking part. When God takes you, and then he breaks you, and then he blesses you, and then he uses you. It's whatever I give to God, he multiplies. Look at this verse on the screen. We talked about, give us this day our daily bread. The Bible says, then cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days, you'll get it back. What in the world does that mean? Cast your bread on the water. Sounds like I'm going to have a soggy loaf of bread if I throw it on the water. It's just an old expression. You know, it's like when we have the expression, you're pulling my leg. It doesn't mean you're pulling my leg. It means you're kidding me. You're putting me on. And cast your bread upon the waters, and then you'll get it back. It's just this old principle that says, whatever you give to God, he's going to multiply and give back to you. Let me give you another example of it. Look at this verse. It's possible to give freely and become more wealthy. It's possible to be generous and give and become more wealthy. But those who are stingy will lose everything. Now I challenge you to open your heart to Christ and then say, we're going to see God as our source, not Washington, not Wall Street, not my job, not anybody else. And I'm going to trust God on a daily basis, not for monthly bread, for daily bread. And I'm going to share whatever he gives me, even if it's a little, I'm going to share it. And I'm going to watch God multiply it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. As you may know, Pastor Rick's Daily Hope is a listener-supported ministry. It's your prayers and financial gifts that make it possible for this broadcast to continue going out to a world that desperately needs to hear about the hope found in Jesus Christ. We are so very thankful for each and every prayer and gift you send. That's why today, when you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you a box set of this entire 8-message audio series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. It's our way of saying thank you for your support. But that's not all. We're also going to send you the brand new worship music CD from Saddleback Church titled First, featuring 6 fresh new songs of praise and worship written by Pastor Rick's amazing Saddleback worship team. This album hit number 5 on iTunes and sold out of physical CDs on the first day of release. But don't worry, we just received a new shipment, so feel free to order as many copies as you like. Again, that's this entire 8-message audio series on CD or downloadable MP3s, plus the brand new music CD as our way of saying thank you for your financial support. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the complete 8-message audio series and the music CD. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And thanks in advance for your support. Pastor Rick has a very important announcement for all pastors and church leaders about an event this June 28th through 30th.
Did you know that nearly 500,000 pastors and church leaders from all around the world have attended the Purpose-Driven Church Leadership Training? This June 28th to 30th, I've updated this 3-day conference, adding in all that I've learned in the past decade of study and practical experience. And I'm going to share new insights that'll save you from the mistakes that I made, teach you new skills that'll increase your effectiveness, and give you new hope for your ministry and for your church. You know, you've probably heard people say, it's wise to learn from experience. But I want to say, it's even wiser to learn from the experiences of others. Now, the event's almost sold out, so I want you to go to pd.church to reserve spots for your team today, or you can order your online pass for live streaming it directly to your congregation if you're not able to be with us or it sells out. I hope you'll join us. God bless you.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.